year did you come to America yourself?
I came in 1919.
Uh-huh. Okay, and did
my father came in 1914.
Oh, yeah?
With my brother.
Huh.
He came during the war, uh-huh. I remember.
Let's see. Another question I have is, how much it cost you to come from Rhodes to America?
How much it cost?
Yeah, just approximately. I don't know.
This I couldn't ask you because I was a little too small.
How old were you?
Maybe even my sister wouldn't know. The only one that told me how much it used to cost was Dan Ruggieri. Uh-huh. See, because he used to issue passports.
Oh.
See, I know him, he used to issue passports.
Uh-huh.
But that how much money it costs,
you're too young.
I was that I can help you. This I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Even if I call my sister Lenora, she won't remember. I doubt it.
Yeah, that's okay. That's not that important of a thing. Also, like when you came over, like the people were religious in Rhodes.
Yes.
And I was wondering if they brought over like with them like prayer books or tefillins.
My father, I brought my talit, my tefillin.
Oh yeah.
We practiced. We used it in the ship.
Oh yeah.
Because we were Yom Kippur in the ship.
Oh. So you had little service on the ship.
We had tamid in the ship and everything. Oh yeah, there was maybe 30 fellows.
What, really?
Men, yeah, young boys, young men, you know, I don't mean, there was 7, 8, 9 men.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Why? Wow, that's pretty interesting. Also, did you stop in at any ports along in the Mediterranean maybe before
yes.
you came to New York?
We stopped in Athens. Athens.
Uh-huh.
From
yeah.
Athens, we went to the Strait of Gibraltar,
uh-huh.
and then we went to Napoli.
Mm-hmm.
And from Naples,
mm-hmm.
we took a ship and we went to the Strait of Gibraltar, and then we came to America.
I see. Okay, good. Okay, now, when you came over, you came over to New York because
my father was here.
Your father was here before you?
Before, my father. I came with my mother,
uh-huh.
and my brother Jack,
uh-huh.
my sister Lenora,
uh-huh.
and my brother Sal.
That's
my father, my brother, uh-huh. and my other sister were in America.
I see. All in New York?
All in New York. When we met him, my father called for us.
Uh-huh.
See, they came in 14,
uh-huh.
and my father and brother came in 1914.
Uh-huh.
During the 15, my uh-huh. sister Julia came with my uncle.
Uh-huh.
And after that, we were going to come, see, but there was no more visas because they were sinking the ships.
Oh, so it was during the war?
Yeah, that was during the war, 1919 to 15. The war was 19. But when my father came to this country, uh-huh. the war was on already.
Oh, I see.
And my sister came, was the war on.
Uh-huh.
But there was no more living after my sister left.
It
was 1916.
So like during the war, it sort of like stopped some of the people
yes,
from
stopped
coming
here because they were sinking a lot of ships.
Oh, boy.
And they were not issuing no more visas.
Hmm.
The Italians were allies at that time. Rhodes was Italian,
uh-huh, right?
And there was allies, and the Germans were bombing the ships.
I see. Another question is, like your father, he came here. Was it more for because he was like going away from the Turkish army, or is it because economics?
Well. For first, he was in 1909. He was in 1908, in fact. He
Your
was
father?
In Seattle, Washington. My father was in Seattle, Washington in 1908.
What about 1914?
In 1912, he went back to Rhodes.
Uh-huh.
And after 1912, he was in Rhodes 2 years. He says the family was big.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't making any shoes. See, he couldn't sell many shoes.
Uh-huh.
He said, I better go back to America.
Uh-huh.
So my mother says, you take Willie, you know, my brother Willie, you take the son with you, and he says, I'll call for you later. So he says, take the one son now, make sure you bring me, you know. And then my mother sent my other sister to America with my uncle. See? And then he sent visa for us to come. And then there was no more visa. We had the passports, we packed, we sold the house.
In Rhodes?
We sold everything, the house, the furniture, everything. And then we went to live with my grandmother. I remember that.
Why?
I went to live with my grandmother, me, my brother Jack, and Sal, and my sister Laura, the one who married to Mr. Halcombe. All five of us, we went to live with my grandmother.
Oh boy. Okay, so that means your father was here originally?
Originally in 1908.
And yes. he went from New York to Seattle?
From New York, went to Seattle, Washington.
Do you have any idea why he went to Seattle?
Because there was more money over there. There used to be more shoe repairing over there.
Oh yeah?
See?
Uh-huh.
And he went over there.
And was your father a shoe repairer in
New York country? Oh yeah, he used to make shoes. My father makes shoes in New York country. And then he went to New York, to Seattle, Washington. He used to work for Hogan Shoe Repair.
And then when he came back, he decided to live in New York.
And then we still in New York.
Because your uncle was in.
Yeah. My uncle was there, my sister was there, and my brother, they had the shoe repair shop.
I see. Okay. Also, like a lot of people, they sold flowers on the streets.
Not in New York.
Oh, no? Just in Los Angeles.
New York, they were all shoemakers and woman pictures. New York, everybody was candyman.
Right.
They sell movies, they sell candy in the movies, all of them. 98% of the men. Only my father was a shoemaker, and another man was a skirt manufacturer. And another father was a shoemaker. Another, the tea, honey. The rest were all, they sell candy. In the only Shimaria was an agent, insurance agent. That was years later. But original, everybody were candymen. They used to sell candy in the movies. All those in New York. Over here, there were footmen and plowmen.
Okay.
That was Los Angeles.
I see. And that was in when you went to New York when you were young, like you said, there were a lot of people in candy cellars.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any idea how many people that might be? Like maybe 20 or 50 20? People?
How many people? More than 50.
And those were people from Rhodes?
All from Rhodes.
Oh yeah?
All from Rhodes.
So there's probably more than 50.
Yeah. They used to say one father used to have two movies, three movies. He used to have
No.
See? They used to have movies all over. Uptown, downtown, the Bronx, all over. And they sell candy.
Okay. Also, in New York, when you were there, were there a lot of Sephardim from Istanbul and Thessalonica?
Yes. So there was Istanbul, Sinan Niklis, Kastoryanis, Milanisris, Istanbulis, Chanakalis.
But did the Rhodeslis, stay together?
Together. The Rhodeslis, there was a coffee house with the Rhodeslis. All Rhodeslis used to go there.
Oh, yeah?
There was another coffee house below Chanakalis. There was another house, another Turkish house. And is there a pool table? There was Stambolese, Minastilis. See? There was difference.
Do they still have your coffee house in New York?
No more. That's passé. Now the men's all grown up. All those, a lot of those men are very old. Some of them, most of them died. And what else I say? They all live far apart. There is, but not the way there used to be. Very few, maybe there's one or two.
Yeah.
Before there used to be, in downtown on the race, on Rivington Street, there was four, five, six of them, one after the other.
Yeah, I've heard stories about Rivington Street.
Yeah, and then Allen Street. Then from Rivington, they went to Allen.
Allen?
Allen Street.
Okay.
A-L-L-E-N, Allen Street.
Okay.
See, there used to be an elevator, they turned the elevator, then they made a big, beautiful street, and then everybody went over there.
Okay. Let's see. Also, in In New York, do they have the Lavara?
Lavara, Espanol, paper.
They have that there?
No more. No, first used to be La America. La America is Spanish newspaper.
Uh-huh.
It's part of the paper. And then there was Lavara.
Was
which was Lavara, La America was owned by Moshe, I don't know. I can't think. And Lavara was what Levy, Mr. Levy.
Uh-huh.
Gadol, Moshe Gadol.
Okay.
Maurice Gadol was the editor for the L'America.
Uh-huh.
And then Lavara put him out of business.
Oh, you mean
Lavara, with his writing, and then he used to, you know, make more jokes, he used to write more poets, you know, and comicals, and put him out of business.
Were they, so at one time they were both going together?
There was, one was on six Rivington, and the other one was on 8 Rivington. Two doors apart on Rivington Street.
Okay. Both of the papers were they were in
Spanish. Jewish literature.
Was it in Ladino, in the Hebrew, or just in Spanish?
No. In Spanish. Spanish Hebrew.